This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling for global support in protecting Middle East shipping lanes. On Twitter this morning, the president said China, Japan, and many other countries get most of their oil from the Straits of Hormuz. He then asked, why are we protecting shipping lanes for other countries for many years and getting zero compensation? David Sears is a former Navy SEAL. He also reminds us,
we haven't heard anything from the international community on this other than a couple of small, this is a bad thing, but you didn't hear anything from Norway or Japan. So that, you kind of let the international community start to weigh. Then we have the larger Middle East strategy, which we really need to discuss and kind of some of our assumptions there.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has a plan to eliminate the student loan debt of every American. The 2020 Democratic presidential candidate will submit his proposal in Congress today. That plan would get rid of $1.6 trillion in debt for around 45 million people. This is USA Radio News.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Democrats hitting the campaign trail over the weekend in South Carolina. The number two contender in most polls, Bernie Sanders, saying something has to be done regarding all this student loan debt.
Some of those people, they can't afford to get married, they can't afford to have kids, they can't afford to buy their own home. Well, we are going to change that.
Another American tourist is dead in the Dominican Republic as FBI agents arrive on the island to investigate. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
A 12th American tourist has reportedly died under mysterious circumstances in the Dominican Republic. This man, 56 years old, from Long Island, New York, who used to own a pizzeria. Family members say Vittorio Caruso passed away while on vacation. Relatives say he may have had a heart attack. FBI agents on the island investigating.
The NTSB is continuing to investigate a skydiving plane crash which killed 11 people in Hawaii over the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
A vigil was held in Sacramento for Officer Tara O'Sullivan after she was shot and killed while responding to a domestic violence call Wednesday night. At her vigil, fellow officers chanted in her honor.
Officer O'Sullivan! Pull out!
A plane dubbed Sea Rash was suspended in the air as people watched at NASA's Langley Research Center near Washington, D.C. Now, unlike most plane crashes, this one was planned to collect data on transportation plane crashes and help develop new guidelines for the FAA. Martin Annette works for NASA and tells Fox News what they were able to learn from these plane crashes.
Well, we learned a lot about the positions of the dummies and the different types of dummies that are used for both automotive and aerospace type testing. We put 24 crash test dummies on board, anything ranging from a three-year-old all the way up to a full-size male. So we're starting to look through all the data right now, and there's a lot of interesting numbers that we see with the dummies in terms of whether they survived or whether they didn't.
The U.S. Women's National Soccer Team is back in action today at the FIFA Women's World Cup in France. The U.S. team will play Spain in the round of 16 starting at noon Eastern time. The Americans have yet to allow a goal in 3 World Cup matches so far. For more news, follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. Hey, you remember, what was it, a couple months ago, the CEO of Google was on the Hill being questioned about, Google's, as a company, their discrimination against non-leftist viewpoints. And if you remember, Boate, he ran for cover, he double spoke. I mean, the twisted logic that he employed, and of course the mainstream media did the rest of us no favors and gave him cover and allowed him to scoot. Well, Justin Danhof, the director of the Conservative Free Enterprise Project, attended, a stockholders meeting. So let's talk and ask some tough questions of the CEO with all the stockholders present. Let's see how that plays off. Justin, good to have you back with us. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bill. It's nice to talk with you.
Always. Sundar Pichai, not too comfortable with the questions you were asking him.
No, he wasn't, and it's not terribly surprising, right? Because, Google's bias, especially over the last 3 or 4 years, has just come to the forefront, and they're almost not even hiding it anymore, right? When you talk about Google engineer James Damore fired over his infamous memo that talked about the company's lack of diversity and lack of inclusion. Then you point out the fact that I filed a shareholder resolution the last 2 years asking Alphabet, Google's parent company, to expand viewpoint diversity, that is diversity of thought, belief, and ethos on the company's board of directors, because right now it is a liberal enclave that walks in lockstep together. And they rejected that proposal the last 2 years in a row outright. They have no interest in viewpoint diversity. Then this is all, again, they're not really even hiding their anti-conservative bias anymore. And then it gets to the issue that I directly brought up at the shareholder meeting. And I think some of your listeners may recall this event that occurred in April. Google is using AI a lot more these days, and they'll be using it more in the future. Even their algorithms, in part, in search, are now based on a lot of computer learning and AI modeling. And so they had set up and announced that they were going to have an outside advisory board because there are some sticky issues when it comes to AI, and what the future of AI looks like is, kind of an open landscape that's somewhat unknown. So it seemed like a reasonable thing to do. Until that is, they announced who was going to be on this outside advisory board, and the list included K. Cole James. Who is Ms. James? Well, she is the president of the Heritage Foundation.
Exactly.
The most influential think tank in the world, based here in Washington, D.C., which has the C word in front of it. It's a conservative-leaning think tank.
Yes.
And so the woke employees at Google went nuts. They called her all sorts of horrific names that I'm not going to repeat on your family-friendly show.
Thank you.
And demanded that she be ousted. And, of course, what did the executives at Google do? Well, they caved. They have no spines. They have weak knees. And not only did they excuse Ms. James from her service, and again, this was a volunteer effort that she was lined up to do. She wasn't going to be paid for this.
Right.
They disbanded the board altogether. They just up and said, you know what? Forget about it. We're not going to do any of it. We're not going to have anybody from the outside advise us. Because one member of one outside advisory board was going to be a conservative, that was too much for Google. Just think about that.
That's amazing.
That's how much they don't want to hear a conservative viewpoint. Now, for your listeners who don't know, Ms. James happens to be African-American. She's 69 years old. And again, a remarkable woman. She is the head of the most influential think tank in the world. That is a remarkable feat. And so when I went into the shareholder meeting, Bill, I didn't use my words. I read from an op-ed that she wrote about her experience. And let me just quote her directly so your listeners know exactly what this was about. This is Ms. James writing in the Washington Post. She said, quote, "In 1961, at age 12, I was one of two dozen black children who integrated an all-white junior high school in Richmond, Virginia. White parents jeered me outside the school, and inside, their kids stuck me with pins, shoved me in the halls, and pushed me down the stairs. So when the group of Google employees resorted to calling names and making false accusations because they didn't want a conservative voice advising the company, the hostility was reminiscent of what I felt back then.
Wow.
That same intolerance for someone who was different from them."
All this from supposed progressives, right?
That's right. And that's the point. Sundar, when I asked him if they would consider maybe an outside board to help them with it, because internally they seem to have a really big problem.
Well, as you know, Justin, you and I have discussed this before. The culture of the company is so ingrained. That's why I thought it was so disingenuous, the statements that he made. I mean, they were flat out lies, or just he was totally delusional to try to present some sense of objectivity for Google when there was enough established fact that they were far from being, you know, objective at all when he was on the Hill, you know, during that hearing. And how he has been able to escape, you know, some sort of censure or, you know, some sort of, some sort of indictment for lying to Congress, I don't know.
Well, and Bill, the timing of our talk this morning couldn't be more perfect. I want to alert your listeners to something that came across my inbox just 8 a.m. this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Project Veritas has a new video out. This is James O'Keefe's.
Right, exactly.
That has a Google insider explaining all of this in plain English, what's going on inside the company. And it is scary. So let me just, you know, first of all, every listener should go to Project Veritas' website and watch the video for yourselves and make your own conclusions. But basically, what happened was, following the election of Donald Trump, and this video is on Breitbart. You can watch the video.
Yeah, we're going to link it on our website too at BillMartinezLive.com.
Link all of it. They broke their minds. Google employees and executives went ballistic when Trump got elected. So this insider video, and they interview the insider, and they also have hidden camera interviews of other executives. Basically, they changed their mission. After that election. And their mission is to make sure 2016 doesn't happen again. This is what their goal is. Wow. Is to make sure another Trump doesn't ever occur. And here's the scary part. They know they have the power to do it. So how are they doing it? And this insider gives great detail to basically say, what you see in search isn't necessarily reality or fact. If a fact and the reality doesn't comport with our sense of what fairness and bias is, then we're going to manipulate the result and change it. Think about that.
Wow.
So if the result isn't their fairness, they are changing the result for you.
Justin, we got to go to break. So we've got more from Justin Danhoff on the other side of the break. This is breaking news here, ladies and gentlemen. You want to check out this video. As I said, it'll be linked at BillMartinezLive.com. We've got more from Justin. Stay with us. It's 15 after.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. CNN programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez Live, without a doubt.
Back with you, ladies. and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. Justin Danhof continues with us. We're talking about Google and the reason that it's so important. Justin, I think last calculation, what is Google handles about 90% of Internet searches. Is that number still valid?
Yeah, they control what you see, and that's the whole point is if what you see is something Google doesn't like, they are now admitting through this insider over at Prosperitas, watch the video for yourself, make your own conclusion.
Right.
But they're admitting that they are changing the result to represent what they consider to be fairness. So it's no longer the, you know, when they auto-populate, when you type something out in Google, it no longer is what is the most popular thing searched. It is what Google thinks the most popular thing should be based
should be.
On.
Exactly.
They perceive bias and they perceive fairness. So you type in the words, men can, the first thing to come up is men can have babies.
Mm.
Men can have periods.
Tough.
Right? Like, this is not what is being searched. It's
right.
What Google want, their social justice warriors want you to see. And so that's just the fact that people need to realize you are no longer seeing reality. You're seeing Google's version of reality, and they're admitting they're doing this.
So we're going to be a Google culture is what it comes down to.
Well, that's their whole point is the last election, it broke their brains, and they want to now manipulate the way you think. Especially look at Gmail. When you open up your Gmail and you start typing, they start now auto-populating in your emails. So eventually we're all actually going to be Google speaking ourselves, right?
Yes, exactly.
Because
right.
So,
we're so woke. We're totally woke now to Google. That's the deal.
Jeez. That's right.
Who needs to implant a chip anymore? We got Google controlling our lives here. This is just absolutely nuts what they're doing, and we need to be aware of it. Like I said, you know, we're linking it on our website, Project 21. You guys are going to link it on your site as well, Justin, and, of course, Project Veritas also has it there. And you can read it. You can see it for yourself. It is quite shocking. But these are the kind of things that conservatives have been trying to bring to light ever since President Trump was elected, because that's the one thing we can say about this president, the commander-in-chief, is he has been an exposing agent. So what are we going to do about it?
Yeah, that's just the point, is folks need to, you know, the mainstream media is going to say that this is some sort of hoax, that, you know, James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, they're lying.
Right.
So, like, the fact of the matter is, folks need to be aware of this and know that it's happening because the documentation is there. It's real. And it's not just anecdotal, right? Like
right.
The anecdotes that I bring to the shareholder meeting, the anecdotes of firing James Damore, this now all puts the truth to those anecdotes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That we've all long suspected. And look, the fact of the matter is their entire C-suite, their entire set of founders, their entire board of directors all have a far left worldview. So is it any wonder that they're using their power, and believe me, they've got plenty of it, to push their worldview on the American public and on the world writ large? And think about the fact that you listen to these executives on undercover cameras saying, you know, our mission is to make sure 2016 doesn't happen again.
Right.
That tells you a few things. Obviously, it tells you they're biased, as we've discussed, but it tells you they know they have that power.
Right. Yeah,
that's
exactly. Well, forget about any kind of Russian interference. The domestic interference is astounding here.
Oh, absolutely. And it's only going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
This next election cycle is going to bring out, you know, the pure craziness of this.
And totally. Yes.
Me, I fully suspect it's going to get worse.
I'm right with you on that. Okay, well, let's put a bow on that for right now. Ladies and gentlemen, you know where to go. You can go to ProjectVeritas.com, BillMartinezLive.com, go to the Project 21 website. It'll all be linked there. Read it and weep if you must. But then after you do that, then it's time to take action because, you know, we've been saying this for a long time that progressives and the liberal left has been so weaponized that they're pulling all stops out. And when you have a platform like Google that controls 99.5% of all Internet searches, and now we have there's no smoke anymore, Justin. I mean, there's actual fire that we're seeing here. We just cannot be stupid about this. We've got to go into this with our eyes wide open, do we not?
That's right. Right. And look, you know, you don't have to show up to a shareholder meeting like I do, but you can say,
by the way, thank you for doing that. I want you to know that you, this is much appreciated on behalf of we the people, that you're holding these companies accountable, because they're saying, hey, look, we're objective and we're doing these things, and their money that's being invested, shareholder money that's being invested into areas that I doubt that the shareholders even realize that some of this stuff is being invested in.
Yeah, I appreciate that, because I speak up for the silent majority of investors who don't want companies on an array of issues,
exactly,
social leftist agenda, but they are, because they're doing it with impunity most of the time.
Exactly. About 3.5 minutes left. Let's talk about AMC. What's going on?
Yeah, so this is related to Georgia and the pro-life legislation that was passed there. And of course, pro-life legislation is getting great steam right now in the country, which is a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. So AMC Networks, along with some other film companies such as Disney, Warner, have all threatened to pull out of the state of Georgia if the pro-life legislation fully goes into effect. And so I went to the AMC Network shareholder meeting in New York, and I asked the CEO basically about the hypocrisy of this, but let me set the stage a little bit, because they showed a clip in this shareholder meeting from a bunch of upcoming shows, and they actually own a large percentage of the BBC network, which is filming a new Earth series. And in this clip, there was a group of penguins in Antarctica, and a subset of them got broken off from the main pack, and they fell down this hollow, and it was too steep on all the sides for them to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And what ended up happening is some of the babies, as they carried them between their legs, started dying because they couldn't get food and they were freezing to death. And so I raised my hand, and what happened was the film crew took the unusual step. Like, they were getting emotional. The film crew was crying watching these babies die, these baby penguins.
Right.
So they shoveled a stairway out. And they said, you know, we're taking the unusual step of interfering with nature, and they shoveled a stairway so the penguins could get out. And, like, it was a very poignant moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I raised my hand during the question and answer session, and I asked the CEO, Josh Stapen, look, you're threatening Georgia economically because they're trying to protect the lives of innocent babies. How come this company has more compassion for the lives of baby penguins than it does for baby humans?
Hmm.
You could hear a pin drop.
I bet.
Because, of course, he has no answer.
Of course.
And that's just the point. A lot of these CEOs who take these woke positions, you talk about Google on bias, but you can talk about life issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all those studios that I mentioned, but it's also 180 other companies 2 weeks ago signed an advertisement in the New York Times saying that, you know, pro-life legislation is bad for business. Well, I'd like to know how more lives coming into the world is bad for anyone's business. It doesn't
especially right now when we're in a lacking of labor, right?
We got
more jobs than laborers right now, and they can't stop to think that we basically annihilated a labor force of 60 million babies.
Well, reverse the question. Why is it good for business to kill babies?
Exactly.
Unless you're in the abortion, unless you're Planned Parenthood, it's not good for your business and your bottom line to kill babies.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Right. And especially when you have, let me tell you, the revolt that's taking place from coast to coast is being led by women, Justin. This is the thing that's being underreported. The women who have been duped by the 1973 Roe v. Wade SCOTUS decision, they have paid the consequences. And they are the ones that are leading the way on this. And nobody's reporting on that. So stay tuned. We'll have more details on that. Justin Danhof on Bill Martinez Live. Justin, appreciate it. Thank you so much. Great job.
Bill, have a great day.
You got it.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling for global support in protecting Middle East shipping lanes. On Twitter this morning, the president said China, Japan, and many other countries get most of their oil from the Straits of Hormuz. He then asked, why are we protecting shipping lanes for other countries for many years and getting zero compensation? David Sears is a former Navy SEAL. He also reminds us,
we haven't heard anything from the international community on this other than a couple of small, this is a bad thing, but you didn't hear anything from Norway or Japan. So that, you kind of let the international community start to weigh in. Then we have the larger Middle East strategy, which we really need to discuss and kind of some of our assumptions there.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has a plan to eliminate the student loan debt of every American. The 2020 Democratic presidential candidate will submit his proposal in Congress today. That plan would get rid of $1.6 trillion in debt for around 45 million people. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
In silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting there.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got some big medical news for you coming out of Europe. For the first time ever in a government-sponsored cancer research, human patients taking a specific dietary supplement lived longer than those who did not. The research showed a unique form of vitamin E called tocotrienols, when used with the standard care for recurrent ovarian cancer patients, doubled their life expectancy. Additional research is also showing promise for breast, colon, and lung cancer patients. And experts are also seeing evidence that tocotrienols might lower bad cholesterol and improve heart health. Well, who better to have here to talk about it than the go-to expert on vitamin E? He's been studying vitamin E for decades. Dr. Barry Tan joins us. He's the author of the book, The Truth About Vitamin E. Dr. Tan, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, tell us about the results of the study.
This Danish government that ranked sixth in the recent Walton's study of best healthcare system in the world is undertaking this, and the U.S. in comparison in 19th position. The reason that they funded it is because a special form of vitamin E, N-acetyltocotrienol, has had so much earlier success in preclinical trials. So somebody has to take the lead and bring it to human trials, and they did. Mm-hmm. The result, simply put, on ovarian cancer, terminally ill patient on standard of care drug, they simply add in another group the standard of care plus the anatotocotrienol. And when they did that, they found that the life expectancy doubled with this nutrient, and there are no attached side effects. In fact, the only side effect expressed were the side effects of the drug that they take, not that of tocotrienol.
Yeah, not the vitamin E. That's amazing. So these results, what does this mean for the future of cancer research, Dr. Tom?
All right. If you think of the backdrop, the same Danish government also undertook breast, colon, and lung cancer in addition to ovarian. So there are four. And in Florida, separate to the University of Southern Florida, mm-hmm. they took on pancreatic cancer, also with the delta tocotrienol. And then if you add two more to this, which we have not started yet, prostate and liver cancer, altogether seven, if you think of all these seven organs, they match the seven cancer killers according to the American Cancer Society. So we are all in doing the kind of cancer that are the major killers. So that the future would be, we would look for all of these cancers to be studied. We cannot possibly cancer this 300 or 400 cancers. At least we major on the major killers of cancer. So that would be the future.
Exactly. Now, before people go out and start purchasing vitamin E, people need to be aware that there's different types. So explain what exactly is vitamin E and why is it so important?
Okay. And vitamin E is discovered almost 100 years ago. And this supplement has about 8 compounds. That therein lies the complexity, but it's not that difficult to unravel it. It's normally used as an antioxidant. There is the common one called tocopherols, and then this lesser known one called tocotrienol. This tocotrienol are the ones that have a differentiated properties from tocopherol. Mm-hmm. Difference? The tocotrienol are a rare and superior kind of vitamin E. If you think of a human cell, it needs to be protected. And the tocopherol anchors deeply, therefore moves slowly around the cell. And then the tocotrienol anchors less deeply, so it's spinning around the cell 50 times faster than tocopherol. Why is this important? Because oxygen, when it goes out of whack, it becomes antioxidant to capture the oxygen would go out of whack. And mm-hmm. the tocotrienol is 50 times faster. In the down-to-earth simplistic sense, that's it. So I call it protecting your cells. Protecting yourself.
So help us understand a little bit more about what are tocotrienols.
Tocotrienol tail has three double bonds. I hope I still have your audience in it. A tocopherol tail is saturated. It's got a double bond. And a tocotrienol tail is unsaturated, has a three double bond. And hence the word triene, three double bonds. Otherwise, a tocopherol and tocotrienol would be similar looking except for the tail. And the tail is the part that anchors into the cell membrane, and therefore a tocotrienol anchors less and able to capture oxygen radical much more efficiently. That would be the critical structural difference unalterable by other machinery of the compound.
So if our audience is understanding this correctly, what you're telling us is that, you know, if we are going to utilize a vitamin E, we want to use a vitamin E with tocotrienols, right?
Yeah, the tocotrienol, and many studies, hundreds of studies have been published on this. The tocotrienol clearly show this. It is not picked up by the common news. It's because the scientists who study them, they are not medical doctors. So they're not able to translate it to bedside. You see, they're in the bench, not the bedside. We are among the first to do this. There are literally 300 to 400 papers. So, and I'm spanning over 35 years of research. So I finally got to the place. If I don't do a clinical study or clinical studies, people are not going to believe it. So I was all in. And so now I'm in to do this. All in doesn't mean that I'm going to be successful. All in means that I'm committed to do it, so I'm thrilled that the result is bearing out and it's a consequence to human life.
Well, that's incredible, especially, you know, for the decades of research that you've been investing in this. Now, before, as I'd mentioned earlier, before somebody runs off to the store and starts buying vitamin E, what should they know before they head to the store to buy supplements?
Two things. Don't buy the normal vitamin E, which is 90% of all in store. Just look for annatto-tocotrienol. Alternatively, if this is too much of a mouthful, if you go to my website, informationonlybarrytan.com, B-A-R-R-I-E-T-A-N, and then if you type the code word radio, we had just published a book, and in it will contain a lot more information than our talk here has. So if you do that, then you'll lead you to how you can look up yourself. Or alternatively, you go to Google and type my name. It'll probably take you there anyway.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with author Dr. Barry Tan, who's considered one of the world's most foremost experts on vitamin E, credited with discovering tocotrienols in three major natural sources. He's dedicated the last 35 years to studying vitamin E and its benefits. So for 35 years, you've been studying vitamin E. What drew you to, you know, to this vitamin?
Thank you for asking me. I discovered all the three plentiful sources of tocotrienol, and only three. There will be 100 sources of tocopherol, but I landed with them. I discovered all three and published multiple papers and works on this. Why did I find this so fascinating? Because in the last 20 years when I discovered the last one, which is annatto, I found that this one source, annatto, delivered the human health promise. So I thought, I'm stuck in here, and it's a positive, faithful being stuck here. I call this my one plant wonder in a single trip that I went to South America in the Amazonia. Why do I call this like that? It's because there are 50 million chemicals on Earth. And if you find one that works, then that is not just purely scientific. It's actually spiritual. So when I landed on that, I got to do everything that I could to prove this compound to be of value. Even though it may not turn out to be a drug, it's fine. Mm-hmm. But if it works on people, then I should deliver the message and the information to the public. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Tan, we cannot thank you enough for this information and your time. Remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bill.
Okay, and where can they go for more information, Dr. Tan?
Okay, sorry. If you come to my website, Barry Tan, BarryTan.com, and if you type the code radio, we'll be glad to send you a copy of the book for which you'll find a lot more detail. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Rachel Alexander joins us now, senior editor at The Stream, political columnist and founder and editor of Intellectual Conservative. She previously served as an assistant attorney general for the state of Arizona. Rachel, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. I want to talk about your town hall opinion piece. Conservatives, stop attacking each other. What is going on here?
Yeah, it's really getting bad. If you're on Twitter, you can see all the attacks between people. You know, you've got Jonah Goldberg and Dana Loesch going at it. You've got all these people attacking David French of National Review. And they're just vicious and vile, and they say some pretty awful things, and you would think that people would be more respectful, but they're not.
Yeah, just because the rest of the country is being polarized, I mean, we don't need to add to the polarity and join in. I mean, conservatives, if anything, we need to rally the forces and understand that our fight is still for conservative values, not at each other's throats. I mean, it's just we're being like them, and I say the left that are so vicious, you know, toward us. It's like that kind of culture and that kind of attitude is rubbing off on us. Maybe we need a shower or something. I don't know what.
Yeah, I mean, it's conservative attacking the conservative. It's not even like conservative attacking Rhino. And, you know, why can't people just be polite if you're going to criticize someone out on the right? You know,
like
the old William F. Buckley Jr. from National Review.
Exactly.
He was always very polite, even when he debated the left. Now, I think we need to maybe do the Linsky tactics back on the left so we don't have to be that polite. But, you know, save your anger for the left.
Well, I think that there is some credence and measure to the idea that you bully a bully.
And the left has been bullying conservatives for a long time. So you need to bully them back. I don't have a problem there. I agree with you. But when it comes to conservatives, if anything, we can teach the rest of the country how you are to, you know, agree or disagree on things, how you are to have a conversation where you can advance thought. You don't need to get caught up in this, what I call spirit of invalidation that runs so rampant from the left. It's real clear, Rachel, that if you don't agree with them, then, you know, you're not coming to the party and you're out of the parade.
Yeah, it's vicious. It's like, you know, I can agree with you on 99% of the issues, but on the 1% I disagree with you on, I will viciously beat you down. And that's a horrible attitude to have towards people that, you know, you're going to have to work with these people down the road, you know.
Right.
You'll end up at the same job as someone you've been attacking.
Exactly. Well, and the fact of the matter is that you need contrarian thought, even from the left. I mean, this is the problem that we have right now in America today. I mean, when you look back at our rich history, it took both sides to get us where we are right now. I mean, we're a little messed up, admittedly. There's no question. But when you look at, you know, the key issues, policy issues throughout the history of time, it was both sides working together. And this is what we're losing out on right now. I mean, you got a president doing a lot of good things for this country, and instead of the Democrats coming in and being part of the solution, they're adding to a problem. It's like, oh, well, we don't have enough problems on the border right now, so let's just create some more havoc and do what we can to put a stick in your spoke, so to speak. And they think they're attacking Trump, but the fact of the matter is they're attacking 63 million people that voted for Trump and believe in him. And I'd say that number is growing today based on the facts, Jack, right?
Yeah, that is another split among conservatives is over the illegal immigration issue. And, you know, what happened to the old conservative libertarian, you know, combination that was Reagan brought together in the 80s? You know, we could be doing the same thing under Trump. Trump's gotten so much done. But, you know, I don't see it happening right now. I just see conservatives viciously attacking each other, and that's going to really hurt Trump getting reelected.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, if we ever needed to unify, it is now, because this is the way the Democrats can win. Either they, you know, there's no way they're going to impeach the president. They're doing everything they can to invalidate him. But they got to, one operative said, you know, very, very clearly, Rachel, is that they had to take, in order to win, they had to, you know, disqualify him. And they're doing everything to that measure and utilizing, I mean, look at the players here that are involved in this. You know, the mainstream media, these pundits that are coming in, and, you know, people that should know better for the greater good and for what this republic stands for. And, you know, all that is set aside because of the hatred that they have to Donald Trump without, you know, I don't know. I mean, you got to just flat out deny the success of this administration. And I guess it's just too overwhelming for them. I guess for the sake of their own power, it's okay to be un-American for a little bit.
I don't understand the Never Trumpers, especially the ones on our side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Trump has been incredible. He's done way more than anyone else could have done, even Ted Cruz. And, you know, he's done more than Reagan did. And people just won't come around on the issue, and they're still viciously attacking him. It's going to hurt us bad in 2020.
Well, what do we do next? I mean, what's the answer? If not Trump, then who? And not only then who, and then what? You know?
Well, I don't think there's anyone that's going to run on the Republican side who's credible against Trump.
Right. But even after Trump, after 4 years, four more years, again, you know, then who, then what? What are we looking forward to? Are we going to say, okay, we took a pause from, you know, Barack Obama's fundamental transformation of the country that they expected to seal the deal with Hillary Clinton, so now that Hillary's out of the picture, there's somebody else who comes in and champions the cause for fundamental transformation of our country, and we truly follow the way of socialism? Is that what's in our future, like it or not?
No, I'm very worried because, you know, this stuff goes in cycles. You usually have a Republican president for a couple terms and then a Democrat president for a couple terms. It tends to go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mike Pence would be the natural successor to Trump, but it's going to be an uphill battle after, you know, if we can even get one Trump in one term.
Well, they've maligned Pence to such a degree because of his faith and his religious principles. I mean, they're upset because the guy chooses out of principle to only have dinner with his wife. And somehow that's a violation, you know, for so many people, because somebody would want to honor his marriage vows and not put his marriage at risk and go and have dinner with somebody of the opposite sex. I guess that's a problem, huh?
Oh, don't get me started. As someone whose last boyfriend cheated on me, I have a real problem with, you know, men going places with women alone like that.
Well, of course. I mean, and the thing is that, look, we're all subject. Nobody's temptation free. And Mike Pence understood this. I mean, you know, for, well, about a year and a half, I did some work with the Billy Graham Association when they were in Southern California. And one of the key things that Dr. Graham stressed to everybody, to all the counselors, you didn't cross counsel. You know, a male didn't go and talk, you know, spiritual things to a woman, because that opens up the door to temptation. And there are things that you need to be aware of. And the vice president gives us a good example of that. But, you know, look, if people want to ignore what I think is pragmatic advice and take their risk on it, well, then, hey, look what's happening. You know, how much infidelity exists among married couples today. It's astounding. But, you know, just a real simple deal is, if you don't put yourself in the way of temptation, then you minimize the opportunity to get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, they're really just bringing it on themselves, you know, yes, if they're putting themselves in that situation.
Exactly. So, but, you know, meanwhile, look, we've got a country to save here, and to get people all on the same page, and I agree with you, is that there's power in unity, but we've gotten caught up in the bad example that the media has put out before us, Rachel, and people think it's okay, because they can say, well, at least I'm not backbiting as bad as those other guys, I guess, maybe, I don't know, but it's just like, look at, you know, we should, just from our own values, should know better than this, that, you know, the axiom that we've always maintained is that, you know, united we win through being united, divided we fall, you know, and so we're putting a lot at risk by opening the door for division, no doubt.
We are, and I think Twitter is, you know, part of the problem, because people get behind their computers and they just think they're invincible, and you only get a few characters to use, so people, you know, say things that can get misinterpreted because they're trying to shorten them.
Exactly. Rachel, you also wrote about some of the top brands that are now pushing social justice themes as part of their products and advertising. Not content with selling their products to a wide variety of people, big businesses are now trying to sell something else. Social justice, huh?
Yeah, it's getting really ridiculous. I mean, if you were in, you know, the UK, for example, you're trying to buy some Budweiser, they've got beer cups that have all kinds of different diversity colors and symbols on them, and they're really some odd things: gender fluid, non-binary, asexual, intersex, trans, bi, transgender. So I mean, they're just shoving it in our faces now, and you know, you can't hide from it here in the U.S. either. You know, Nike goes and hires controversial NFL star Colin Kaepernick for his ad.
Mm-hmm. Well, and look what will probably happen with women's soccer now with Rapinoe, right? I mean, you know, she's not singing. She's not putting her hand over her heart. You know, she hates America, I guess, is what she does, sadly. But I guess she forgets that she's representing the United States of America, the land of the free and home of the brave.
Yeah, that's what's so utterly hypocritical about it. You want to play on the U.S. team, but you won't stand for the U.S. anthem. Wow.
Rachel Alexander, she's the senior editor at The Stream. Where can they go for more information, Rachel?
Go to stream.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Cook.